You are listening to the Independence Network.
He's not as smart as David Iverson. He's not nearly as distinguished as Ken Pendergraft. And he's way shorter than Tom Kelly. But every family needs a black sheep with special skills and abilities. Are you ready to just blame Joey?
Well, it is that time once again. Going to do a little celebration this morning. Bring you all the information on that in just a minute. Give you a moment here. Go grab that cup of coffee. Get it all filled up nice and hot. Grab that comfy seat. Strap in. Just Blame Joey Live starts right now.
After an exclusive two-decade tour of Europe, Asia, the Pacific, the Middle East, and all stops in between, realizing Wyoming is the only America that America has left, he's finally back for good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is the distinct pleasure of 1776 Audio Foundry Management to present to you your host, recently profiled on the lifestyles of the prolific and gifted. He's an overnight success that has been years in the making. He's your very own Saratoga Sledgehammer. Here is Jailbird Joey.
Well, hello and thank you for engaging once again in another opportunity to get your fill of cantankerous commentary and political entertainment all backed up with actual facts and data. Coming to you from the Cathedral of Accountability in a well-secured bunker deep beneath the 1776 Audio Foundry Studios, this is the home of liberty-minded constitutional conservatism. I am your host, the Saratoga Sledgehammer, Mr. Misdemeanor himself, Jailbird Joey, and it is time to just blame Joey. Good day to you, all you biological boys and girls, and if you identify as anything else, this show is most likely not going to be your cup of tea. But we're going to get started anyway, and you're more than welcome to stick around and give it a listen. And I wish you the best of luck with those feelings as you just blame Joey. So with that, let's stir this pot. Good morning out there in internet radio land and welcome back to the show. It's a big day here on Just Blame Joey Live. It is 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, March 28th. We're celebrating a bit of a milestone here at the 1776 Audio Foundry Studios this morning.
Alert! Stop the presses. This just in. It's time for Just Blame Joey breaking news in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And breaking as of 6 o'clock this morning, the Just Blame Joey podcast has hit 13,000 downloads.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Rogers. Yes, my friends, you are now listening to the number one downloaded podcast all across my own trailer park in which I live, and the top show on the Independence Network that has the name Joey in the title. So, okay, yeah, I get it. It may not be that huge of a deal across the board, and ultimately, 13,000 downloads only equates to about 0.5% of the total downloads achieved by my good friend David Iverson over at Cowboy State Politics. But there is more collaboration between the two of us than competition. So it's definitely a team win here at the Independence Network, and every milestone should be celebrated, working hard in your free time so you don't have to. And it looks like y'all are appreciating that work out there. 13,000 in just over 6 months, about 2,000 downloads a month, not a bad start. And in the coming months and years, I'm sure that rate will increase exponentially. So with that, I humbly thank all of you, the listeners, and my partners and associates here at the Independence Network, Ken Pendergraft of The Ramble Room, Christine Sturdivant from The Hair Affair with Christine, Tom Kelly of Wide Right Turn, and of course the aforementioned illustrious from High Above, Mr. David Iverson. And I would be remiss if I did not give special consideration to all of you, our dedicated listeners out there. You know, any of my success is directly lying on all of your shoulders, and I am eternally grateful for all your efforts and support to make Blaming Joey great again, as we do here and as we will continue to do, and always reminding the world that, of course, Blaming Joey matters. So, to celebrate Just Blame Joey's 13,000th download, we're going to take a short victory lap today. I only got about 30 minutes for the show, as the morning show ran extra long this morning, and so we're starting the show a little bit late, but it was really important. David and I agreed that we get through that entire block of information on, you know, political action committees, all of these rating sites, the mailers you're going to see, because we are stepping headlong into the election season right now. That primary is coming up in just, I don't know, about 4.5-5 months. And as we're not having a special session, what we have now is what we have to consider. And of course, you're going to hear plenty of people out on the campaign trail, and they're going to be saying different things. So time to get into campaign mode. And with that, we started the show a little late, but we'll kick off the celebration of victory lap with a special offer to you, the listeners. From now until next Friday, April 12th, I will be running an advertising package special. All ad packages purchased from Just Blame Joey Live, they'll still be full price. But when Jailbird Joey produces your advertisement, you know they're always extra special. I joke, of course, but seriously, if you're interested in any of your advertising for your business, any events you're throwing, or especially your campaign, for the next week, Just Blame Joey will be celebrating 13,000 downloads by giving a 13% discount to our already extremely low ad rates. And do remember that bulk purchases for 3, 6, 9, and 12-month packages will still be eligible for the already established bulk rate discount and 13% off on top of that through next Friday. If you're interested, please shoot an email to Joey at justblamejoey.com, and I'll get you out a rate sheet, and we will start communicating and working on a custom package for your advertising needs today. And remember, campaign ad airtime can be purchased by private individuals and gifted as an in-kind donation to your chosen candidate. Yeah, we checked all the legal jargon and requirements there, and we're good to go on all that. So support your chosen candidate by giving them some airtime here on Just Blame Joey, and we will get that developed and on the air before you even know it. And why would running your ad on Just Blame Joey be so effective? Well, it's obvious, because I'm a terribly smooth operator.
Diamond Line, Lover Boy.
That's right. Little Smooth Operator from Sade. And don't forget, that's only as good as the song that was written about me by her friend, Carly Simon. You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. It was actually written about me. You don't believe me? Go to about 2 minutes and 45 seconds into that song. It says, you left me and headed out to Saratoga. Yeah, I miss you too, Carly. But make sure you're getting your advertising requests in with Just Blame Joey Live, and this Smooth Operator will make sure that that's getting on the air and increasing your business or the visibility of your candidate. Going to jump into a quick news story here on this extra short episode of Just Blame Joey Live. As the Wyoming Education Association demonizes Jeanette Ward for her voting record against sailing blank checks over to the Department of Education and expanding schools into one-stop shops of indoctrination, medical, and mental health care. And really, at this point, all the schools would need to add after that is a tire center and a nail salon to reinvigorate the concept of the local mall. All that one-stop shopping they want to jam into all of our public schools. Ridiculous. And, hey, it's like going to the mall. The rent is high. The people got to pay. However, the Wyoming Education Association has remained fairly silent on the untimely death of Representative Ward's own House Bill 50, the What is a Woman Act. And had that question been answered through legislation, the WEA would have had a much easier day at the Wyoming Education Association's statewide ninth grade spelling bee earlier this week. Let's find out what happened there.
Your word is woman.
Well, woman, can I have the country of origin, please?
I don't, probably England or Germany or something. Woman.
Can I have the definition, please?
Why don't you ask Judge One that question?
Can I have the definition of woman, please?
No.
Why not? I'm allowed to ask for definitions, right?
The thing is, a woman is
what she's trying to say is that each person gets to define for themselves what a woman is.
So can you define it?
No.
Why? I just want to know the definition of woman.
And that makes you a hateful little bigot, Lincoln.
That's right, folks. The WEA turning an educational tool like a spelling bee into something, I don't know what I'm going to call it, Stress Me Street, seems to be more accurate. So just remember that when it comes to supporting legislators in the upcoming primary election, you only got to ask yourself one question. Do you care about clear, transparent, and well-defined educational support through legislation, or do you just support the education cartel indoctrinating your children without any common sense or clear definition, all on your dime here in Wyoming? Really, folks, it all comes down to feelings versus fundamentals. So the choice is yours, and your vote is your voice for your future and the future of your children. Oh, got to add this required legal notice. The preceding content is satire and does not necessarily reflect or represent the opinions of the Independence Network. Neither Representative Jeanette Ward nor the Wyoming Education Cartel contributed to, supported, or approved this story. And it's okay. If you don't like it, you know what you can do. You can just blame Joey. Who does that guy think he is?
Try to keep you happy. They just try to keep you satisfied. This is the big stuff. Who does he think he is? Mr. Big Stuff here on Just Blame Joey Live. Of course, I jest. Today is all in good humor. We're celebrating a milestone, 13,000 downloads on the Just Blame Joey Live podcast, and filling in a short show today because I did all my serious work earlier this morning and it ran a little long. Hope y'all don't mind out there. We're just going to relax and have a good time today. Going to take a peek into the Jailbird Joey biological mailbag, see what we got in there today. Okay, here we go. Jailbird Joey, I've heard that there are a lot of concerns about county parties having conducted their county conventions properly and that there are complaints that are going to be considered at the state convention over credentialing and seating delegates, as they have also come up in the past couple of, he says years, I think he means conventions. We have a convention every 2 year. Have you heard anything? I know that you are involved with the convention and credentialing. Please let me know if counties are in danger of not being seated. From one of our good friends, Bill in Glen Rock. Well, Bill, first of all, in complete transparency, I am a delegate to the state convention. I'm also acting as parliamentarian in the credentials committee. So some of that information you heard, partially correct. I don't know what else you heard, but I will be on credentials, but only as a parliamentarian. And that's a very specific role, very limited duty. And it's also going to cause me to probably pull the same limitations in my explanation here, because as parliamentarian in the credentials committee, my job is to advise the chairman or the body if there's a question about procedure on the process. I don't make motions. I don't engage in debate. I don't show favorability to one side or another. If there is a question, parliamentary inquiry, is that move authorized, recognized by parliamentary procedure? Is this in order, out of order? How do we proceed? Those are the kinds of things. Also, as a parliamentarian, I do have a little bit of leeway in recognizing that state law and the established bylaws do come into play. I don't get to recommend one way or another how anybody should feel about them, but I can always point to, this is the rule. This is the procedure that is established. So with those parameters in place, I have heard from many sources. I've gotten emails. I've gotten phone calls. I've sat in on some meetings. I observed some county conventions. There are concerns out there and some complaints that may be coming. And that will really be for the delegates in the credentials committee to decide how they want to address or handle any of them. I'm not going to go into any of the details. Again, I'm going to limit myself to the actual procedure. And the procedure for the credentials committee is to sit down, review, and then certify the submissions from the counties, from their county conventions on their state delegate lists, and then prepare a report of recommendation to the body that will meet on Saturday at the main convention. It's not a punitive body. They don't punish anybody. They don't get to vote whether people are seated or not. They only get to vote on what the content of that report is. So depending on what conversations are had, what issues are brought up, and the procedure that they follow, I can't tell you. I'm not allowed to, again, debate, influence that body. I'm not going to do that here either. And that is based on the will of the body. But a lot of the concerns and complaints I've heard, even outside of this credentialing issue, or the way is basically the way county parties have been conducting themselves. And the truth is, that you have a set of bylaws from the state of Wyoming's Republican Party that isn't a top-down, hey, these are the rules, you have to follow them. All of the counties send delegates to their convention. They vote on these bylaws. So it really is a grassroots effort that go up to saying, hey, at the state level, we want these to be the rules across the board for everybody. And that's the way it is done. It's not the chairman of the state party saying, okay, this is a rule I want, and he just writes it in there. It is the work of the full state delegation. So if it trickles down to your county level or even your precinct, and some of the complaints I've heard have to do with precinct caucuses, if any of that happens and it's problematic, it should really be handled at the county level. And I say that because there's very limited action the state can take against a county party when the majority of the body voted for that action. I'm not saying there's no recourse. I'm just saying it's somewhat limited. If it's a unilateral decision, the chairman does something on their own without support or ratification by the majority body of the central committee. If a case we had in the past, an executive committee issues a position statement or a resolution in the name of the county party without it ever having gone through the county party's central committee body with a majority vote, some of those things can be addressed. But as far as, you know, the punitive nature of we're going to use credentialing to tag people to, you know, get in trouble, and that's really not what the process does. But it does point out something that's pretty similar to what we deal with in the Wyoming legislature. If you're having problems in your county central committee with doing the right thing the way the rules say, the same way a lot of people have problems with what goes on in the legislature, my representative went out there and did this. Really, the only way to address that, as there's no real way to get rid of precinct people or legislators. We just don't have the recall authority in statute. Hey, perfect opportunity. Got a primary coming up. Not only will those legislators be up for reelection, many of them, but all your precinct people will be too. And you need to put in the time in fostering the relationships with the voters in your precinct to say, hey, this isn't happening, this is happening, whatever. These are the candidates, or at least the type of candidates that we need to elect to the precinct so that our party is, you know, operating at least within the rules and willing to have things like debate without, you know, the diehard agenda of we're going to break the rules and get what we want. It really has to be the voice and the actions of the people. So, Bill, that's about as far as I can go with any of that. Again, I'm not going to try to influence anybody or tell stories and rumors here about what might happen. We'll see what happens at the convention. I'm sure I'll be able to provide a lot of commentary on things once they've happened and we know what's established. But this goes along with everything else. You know, the United States of America is set up as a republic based on self-governance and a representative style of legislating and, you know, co-equal branches of government. So you have to pick your representatives, and it's the same within the party. And I'm not saying, you know, your feelings or your opinions be damned, but if you really want to make a change, have some influence, go out there and change things and have some influence. You got to have some skin in the game, and you kind of got to do the work. So I'll just go ahead and leave that there, and we'll let you know how that goes when the convention comes up. Looking deeper, no mailbag submission from Les today. Oh, well, I guess he took the advice of our good friend David Iverson.
If you're one of these dumb, red-coated frontier Republicans and you have no idea which party that you should be a part of, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, listen to a show where I tell you which party you can go to, and read an article so you actually know what you might be talking about. Yeah, maybe then you'll figure out that you shouldn't lock horns with Carbon County Chairman Joey Correnti anytime soon. It'll work out much better for you in the future. Just a thought.
Just a thought, Les. Yeah. I invite you anytime, as always, Les, but you might not want to lock horns with me, a former county chairman, Joey Correnti. But yeah, thank you, David Iverson, for that. That's one of my favorite sound bites. It's from way before the Independence Network even got started, and I love playing that. Again, taking a little victory lap here today. Got a couple minutes left in our very short show, celebrating 13,000 downloads on the Just Blame Joey Live podcast. Don't forget, we've got our regular schedule coming up the rest of the day, the Ramble Room with Ken Pendergraft, and the very best of Wide Right Turn coming up right after Just Blame Joey. Little visit from Paul Harvey, and then you'll hear from Ken, and Tom Kelly will be coming up, I believe, at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow we'll have another episode of The Hair Affair with Christine, and then Crosstalk Live coming at you starting in the 12 o'clock hour. That's going to be a fresh new episode of Crosstalk Live, so make sure you're tuning in to the Independence Network, keeping it playing in the background. Go to the website, check out our schedule, check out our calendar, and definitely take a look at our articles page. We are gearing up for this election season, and I'll tell you, we have just got an onslaught of content, new shows, new personalities, written word opinion pieces, and we're starting that brand new letter to the editor page. So send those submissions to Joey at justblamejoey.com or David at cowboystatepolitics.com. And I'll either get you in the mailbag, get you on the website, or make sure you're being recognized for your contributions to the show and the network. But with that, I think we're going to have to wrap it up here and say goodbye until I see you again on the morning show tomorrow here on the Independence Network at 9 a.m. Thank you for all of your support and your continued efforts in making Blaming Joey great again. And it's time to wrap it up here. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Just Blame Joey. And if you did, make sure to go to any of your social media accounts, look up Just Blame Joey, like and subscribe, and make sure to add the show to your automatic download feed on any of your podcasting apps. That way you'll be sure to never miss a moment of the cantankerous commentary and political entertainment. And if you didn't enjoy the show, you can always subscribe without liking. That way you can justify all your illegitimate anger and frustration while you just blame Joey. Just Blame Joey is a production of the 1776 Audio Foundry Studios and the Independence Network. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. Looking for dignified debate? Then we have Ken Pendergraft with the Ramble Room. Are you looking for hard-hitting investigative journalism? Then we have David Iverson with Cowboy State Politics. And if you're looking for cantankerous commentary, political, social, and civic entertainment, you know you can just blame Joey right here on the Independence Network.